أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that generally, by and large, man has made his object only this worldly life. And he just wants to satisfy himself in this worldly life, and he has paid no attention to the real life of the Akhirah. And especially in the Akhirah, the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. And we don't keep that in mind, that we will be presented and we will be charged with each and every action of ours, and we will have to answer for it there. And besides, the actions that we do will be recorded also. And those actions will be presented, which might be very beautiful actions. But if the intention was not correct, then those actions will also just fly away like in the wind, dust in the wind. Haba mansura, they won't have any value also. So Allah tabarak ta'ala explains to us that how we are being recorded and how we are being checked in this world, so that we know that on the day of Qiyamah we will have to face all that evidence. An example of this is, a person goes in a supermarket or anywhere else today where there are cameras all the time, and for whatever reason he takes something and he just puts it in his pocket, and he's going out checking out, he checks out, but before he leaves the premises they ask him, "Sir, madam, we would just like to have a word with you." They take him in an office and they told that you have stolen something. Always there is denial first, that I came here to steal, I don't steal, etc. You expect me to be stealing. Then they show you the footage. They show you and you see yourself clearly there. Everything. You even see yourself that you were looking around before you put that in your pocket. And now you see yourself, now you are dumbfounded. This our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had put in beautiful words, "Unki nigah, meri nigah par paasba rahi." Allah's eyes were checking my eyes all the time. Afsos, is khabar se main bekhabar tha. What a pity that I did not know that Allah is watching me. Like that we all know and we'll say Allah is watching, but when the time comes then we completely forget. And this that Allah Ta'ala has put this recorders on us, the kiram and katibin. There was a time when we could not understand this, when there were no cameras, when there were no video cameras, and we couldn't understand that how every action of a person can be recorded. Today it is very easy to understand. In those days, one person made dua to Allah Ta'ala, "Ya Allah, how do these kiram and katibin, these angels, how did they record each and everything?" Allah showed them, they were writing down each and everything. So he said, "Assalamu alaikum," he made salam to them. They did not reply, they just wrote down, "Assalamu alaikum." He said, "Don't you reply?" They didn't say anything, they wrote down, "Don't you reply." They say, "You write down everything." They wrote down, you write down everything. Then he saw that they record everything. And in our time to understand, it's not difficult at all. That with video cameras, with cameras, how everything is recorded. In its minutest detail, everything is recorded. This whole film will play out on the day of Qiyamah. And everyone will see everything. Illa man tab. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains this and how serious it will be on the day of Qiyamah, but he gives great hope and he says, but those people who will make tawbah, those who make tawbah, their whole record or their whole file, Allah Himself will destroy it. So we have to make sincere tawbah, and we must not also just depend on that and carry on committing guna. We have to be all the time in the fear of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala further has made it so easy for us that whenever we make salam in our namaz, and perhaps today we make more salam in our namaz than we make to anyone else. A person who is a namazi from Fajr till Isha, the amount of times that he makes salam, he perhaps does not make to other people so many times salam. And the salam, but the other weakness is, we just empty salam. We don't know for who we are making that salam. Whether we are making in jamaat namaz, or whether we are making individually namaz. Every salam, we have to make the niyat of these kiram and katibin. But who of us make those that niyat? Who of us even think of kiram and katibin? So Allah Ta'ala made it that we can be conscious of kiram and katibin, that whenever whole day we are making salam to them, that we are conscious they are there and they are recording all our deeds. And there is great detail of the recording of deeds also. The farishta, the angel on the right side, he is the ameer, and he records all the good deeds. The angel on the left side, he is the ma'mur, he is following, he is under the farishta of the right side, and he records all the bad deeds. Whenever a person does a good deed, it is recorded by the farishta, the angel on the right side. When a person does a bad deed, then before writing it, he asks the farishta on the right side, because he is the amir, must I write it? And he tells him, wait, perhaps he will make tawbah. So kind Allah Ta'ala is that if we make tawbah almost immediately, in fact according to some narrations it appears, till the time they change shifts, till that time we make tawbah, then that guna is not even written. And if we don't write, don't make tawbah, and write till the time they change shifts, which is at Fajr time and at Asr time, then that guna is recorded. Otherwise, it is not recorded. So these farishtas are here, and our whole life, we are the actors in this film. And we are being recorded for each and everything of ours. Of course, the farishtas also don't know our intentions. That only Allah knows. And that is that they will record that a person made so much namaz, he gave so much charity, he kept so many rozas, that they all know the action. And they record that, but Allah knows the intentions. On the day of Qiyamah, we will see that wonderful action of namaz is presented, but our intention was not correct, and then it will be destroyed. It will become haba mansura. It will be just like dust flying away in the air. We should also always make dua that, oh Allah, let none of our actions be destroyed. No matter we are so terrible and so bad, our intentions were not good, our actions were not good, but you are so kind that you purify them, and please keep them in our records for us. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala has explained, these kiram and katibin are upon us, and they are with us 24 hours. Whether we are sleeping, whether we are awake, whether we are in public, whether we are in private, in our privacy, wherever we are, they are there. And the necessity is that we become conscious of them. And for that Allah has made it so easy that every time we make salam in namaz, we should be making the intention. Fortunate is that person who gets that tawfiq, and then he realizes that these farishtas are with me, Allah's CIDs, Allah Ta'ala's private detectives, they are with me all the time, and they are checking every action of mine. And then a person lives his life according to that, his whole life will be a perfect life and a modern life. So Allah has made it possible for us and very easy. And in every namaz, we should inform our women folk also that they also, whenever they make salam of the kiram and katibin, and that they are present and they are recording us for every action of ours.